My name's Jane Thorne, and I'm an activity lead for Somerset Care, and I work in Burnworthy House in South Petherton. We try to do the best we can to keep residents stimulated and occupied every day. I mean, that's the basis of the job, that you make sure that, you know, you look after their well-being, their mental well-being, their physical well-being, and give them plenty of things to stimulate them. But obviously the job involves a lot more than that. It involves a lot to do with the families and working with the rest of the team as well. It's not like a job to me at all. It's really not like a job. I came to this late on in life. In fact, I was over 60 when I started, which I find has worked in my favour because I can empathise an awful lot with the residents. It's very useful because I can remember a lot of the things that relate to them when they were back in their 20s and 30s. Most of them are the same age as my mother would be or my father would be. So I can talk about things that they really remember. You just have to spend a lot of time getting to know the people that you're working with and doing things that they enjoy, which you enjoy. So every day you're doing things you enjoy. And it's not like going to work at all. It's not like a job. It just is pure enjoyment for me. I really, really wanted to do something which would preserve their memories, because as I talked to you about, it really worries me that we have these interesting people and nobody gets to know how interesting they are. And there's preconceived conceptions about care home, and it's just all old people sat there with their heads bowed, not talking, not doing anything. And, you know, it's so wrong. And I really want people to know that they've lived a life. You know, our residents have lived interesting lives. When I spoke to you in the beginning about it, I really, really wanted to be able to share these stories. So I think the podcasts are great because it's really getting home to people how interesting they are. Every time a new podcast comes out, the residents all listen to it. I make sure it goes out on Facebook. So then you've got a lot of local people that will have commented. One of the funny things about this is it's actually got the residents interested in Facebook, because Facebook is something they'd never used before. But now they know that the local people are commenting on their podcasts. They're even saying to me, well, when's the next Facebook one out? When's the Facebook out? So I bring it up on the big screen so they can all see it. We've got a cinema screen in the home, and they can all see the Facebook pages. And then they read the comments, and there's been some lovely ones on there. And then even the people that are maybe new to the village and haven't got any friends there, they still get nice comments on, you know, people say, wow, how interesting, how wonderful, especially now when they can't have visitors. So it's really nice for them to know that there's people just outside the door that are showing interest. And then they sit and they listen to the podcast. Then they'll talk amongst themselves. It's turned into a good activity because lots of things follow on from that. You know, they just all begin to talk about different things. Good reminiscing. They will continue talking about it for a couple of hours afterwards. You know, there are some people with dementia that have been listening to it and they have remembered. They have been able to mention it again a bit later on. They're just starting to realise the importance now. You know, I've been going on about the interviews, the BBC, the radio interview. Now they're seeing these other things happen. They're beginning to realise that it is important. But I think more than anything, they're beginning to realise that they're valued, especially initially. Well, nobody's going to want to listen to me. Why do they want to listen to that? And they're very quick to put themselves down, very quick. You know, I've done nothing with my life. I've just been ordinary. I haven't done this. But now we're sort of reinforcing that their lives are important and they are interesting. I mean, I just keep looking at it from the residents' point of view. Together, they are stronger. And you have to just keep making sure that the residents realise how important what they have to say is. I think if they're not in the right situation, it's very easy for them to feel unimportant. You're giving them the time when you're talking to them that they haven't maybe necessarily had. You're giving them undivided attention and you're showing them a real interest. The benefit of that afterwards, to know that you were that interested in them, really brightened their day. It's all going to keep reinforcing that, you know. So, yeah, together they are stronger. It's not just been beneficial to the residents. It's beneficial to their families as well. And the knock-on effect from that is I'm getting emails from Australia, from America, Thailand, all over the place, family members and friends. They want to know more. They really are interested in it, not just to see their family member, which is wonderful, but to know that that much interest is being shown in their loved one that's in a care home. And it's also, they're also finding out things they never knew. It's been a revelation for them. It's wonderful. The ripples of this are far, far reaching, far bigger than we ever thought when we first talked about it. Far bigger. It's wonderful.